museum. Now let's go to the work.
Shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet another with these words. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. The topic is be encouraged in the face of death. Father God, I come as humbly as I know how, lifting you up and magnifying your holy name, because God, you are the ruler, provider, and sustainer of our lives, and we worship and magnify you on this day, God. Father God, we came in with praises in our mouths. We came in with hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and we just lifting that all up to you, God, because you are so good. So, Father God, I decrease that you may increase in me with miracles, signs, and wonders. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember when I preached on last month, I said that this was a three-part series. Now, this last month I talked on watch and be ready. And that came out of Matthew 24:42-44, where Jesus is speaking of his coming. And he also used Noah and his family in the ark as a warning to us today, letting us know that you will not know the day, the hour, the month, the year when he's coming back. So that's why he said just watch and be ready. Amen. And Jesus also used Noah as being a picture of the church, which is a rapture before the tribulation. So that's why we're sticking with this right here. Usually, this is what, and I'm always doing this scripture. Somebody asked me to speak, I encourage them with 1 Thessalonians 4, because it's an encouragement for those that have passed. Now, 1 Thessalonians was Paul's earliest New Testament letter, because it started in Acts 17. And the two letters to Thessalonians gives a setting for 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. And I'm going to try not to go too fast, because we really need to understand this. I don't want to try to confuse you, but we need to understand. We're living in a time that we don't know what's going to happen. We're living in a time that we don't know whether Jesus come today. But what he's telling us to do is watch and be ready. And then while you're watching and being ready, be encouraged. Don't be scared. Be encouraged when you come in the face of death. Amen? So here it is. It was Paul, Silas, and Timothy visit the city of the Thessalonians on their second missionary journey. But see, persecution forced Paul to leave early. And so when he left early, then Paul sent Timothy back there to the church to help out. And when Timothy rejoined Paul, he brought good news and bad news. You know, sometimes we got good news and we got bad news. The good news was that the Thessalonians was faithful while they was being persecuted. You know, a lot of times when we've been persecuted, we're ready to throw in the towel or say, I'm not taking none of this. But they stayed faithful. Now, these are new Christians. They just got into it. So for them to stand up against the persecution, older Christians have sometimes a problem with that. So, but here they are, was new Christians in it. Amen. And the bad news was their failure to completely break away from their old ways. That's another thing we do. We don't break away. We break away from some things, but we don't break away from it all. So when you God know what you need to break away with and everything that you need to break away. So you're not fooling him. You're fooling yourself. And when he say break away or stop doing what you've been doing, that's exactly what he mean. Amen? And it explains more in chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians verses 1 through 8 that says they were still looking at death and bereavement as others look at it. Amen. So by writing to them, Paul thought, say, you know, his intentions was to advise them to away from grieving excessively when someone passed. And that's why the Apostle Paul in verse 13 said to the Thessalonians, but I would not have you ignorant, brethren. He don't want you ignorant when it comes to concerning the one that have passed on. Amen. He said there are some things which we cannot was worried about, we worry about too much thing that belongs to God. And so they was worried about what's going to happen to those that have already went on. You know, those, their family and their friends. What's going to happen to them when Jesus come back? So Paul went on to explain that to the Thessalonians, death is not the end of the story. And this, when Christ returned, all believers, not some, but all believers that are alive will be reunited and will never suffer and die again. I don't know about this good news. Amen. They also did not understand how the resurrection of Christians who had already died relate to the catching up of living Christians at the coming of Christ. See, they was worried about all of that. And so that limit their understanding, the reason why we should not, you know, we should have hope in the death of a loved one. We shouldn't act like there's no hope. If that person is in Christ Jesus, there's hope. Amen? And then they start worrying about those dying before Christ's return for the church and whether or not they was going to be resurrected at a later date. You see all their concerns? But then Paul told them, just think about the concern that you know that if they died in Christ, they shall live again. Amen? So Paul went on to explain that the dead in Christ shall rise at the same time when the living, everybody gonna rise up. It may be in different intervals, but everybody gonna rise up. And if the faith of the church and everybody at that particular time. Now, I can't say what order is coming, because we won't know that until the time comes. So Paul understood that the way they were thinking, it's as if they didn't have no hope. Man. So that's why he started off in the end of verse 13 and said, don't sorrow or grieve as others which have no hope. Because the unbelievers have no hope because they have not put their trust in Jesus Christ. And yes, Christians do grieve over the loss of their loved one. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a normal human experience, which even Jesus shared in chapter 11 in John, verse 35, said he wept. So if he wept, why can't we weep? Amen? So when my little girl passed, it brought me back to that. She did not die in the hospital, nor did she pass in her own bed. But instead, she passed on my lap. And I grieved for a while until the Lord said, this is between me and you. So you can go to everybody, psychiatrist, everybody else you want to go. But until you come to me, until you face me, that's the only one can fix that situation. And I'm telling you, he fixed it then.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
Gina Alexandria.